2022 Annual Conference on Independent Living Logo, Forging Justice, Celebrating 40 Years. Presented by the National Council on Independent Living. July 25th to 28th, Grand Hyatt, Washington, D.C. August 1st to 3rd, Virtual Workshops. Table of Contents. A message from the Executive Director. Agenda. Schedule of events. About workshop sessions. Concurrent workshops 1. Concurrent workshops 2. Concurrent workshops 3. Concurrent workshops 4. Concurrent workshops V. Virtual workshops. Map of Independence Level, 5B. Restrooms. Pandemic protocol. On-site registration. NCIL regions by state. Do-it-yourself sign kits. What to bring. Access, accommodations, and resources. Environmental/chemical sensitivities. Parking. Sensory retreat/quiet room. Auxiliary aids and services. Local service providers, personal assistance services. Local service providers, wheelchair and scooter rental and repair. Advocate's Guide to the Hill. Sponsors. Advertisements. A message from the Executive Director. Dear advocates and friends. Welcome to NCIL's 2022 Annual Conference, Forging Justice, the first NCIL conference to be offered in a hybrid format. We hope this event will be inclusive and accommodating to those who want to attend in person and those who did not want to travel. We look forward to your feedback at the end of the conference. Please let us know how well everything worked for you. Forging Justice is something the independent living movement has been doing since it began. Justice is action that is right or fair, equitable, impartial, legally right, lawful, and guided by truth. Forging Justice represents the advocacy and work that NCIL has done in pursuit of liberation for people with disabilities. But Forging Justice also expresses the broader reach of the IL movement as we come together to end racism, colonialism, and all other isms in addition to ableism. People with disabilities come from every background, culture, and orientation. We know how to do the work of justice, and we do it with passion and courage. Here at this conference, we have the opportunity to support each other, learn strategies that are effective, and train new advocates and leaders. 2022 is NCIL's 40th anniversary. We have grown so much since those early meetings of a small group of centers for independent living who understood the strength and power of an association. NCIL and its membership have made tremendous strides for the independent living program over the past 40 years. Together we played a major role in the reauthorization of the Rehabilitation Act. Establishing the Independent Living Administration. Establishing the 5th Corps Service of Transition and Diversion. Making changes to the law to reduce inappropriate influence by the designated state entity over the SILC. Making the state plan for independent living truly consumer controlled. Together we have also achieved ongoing increases in funding for SILs and SILCs. Increasing the number of SILs nationwide. Establishing SILCs in order to provide consumer control for Part B funds. Playing a major and decisive role in defeating the efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Obtaining $85 million in COVID-19 relief funding for SILs. And NCIL has passed through over $1 million from NCIL's grants and projects to member SILs and SILCs in grants and contracts. We certainly have much to celebrate. But we must also reflect on our movement, our priorities, and what we can offer each other. NCIL's Annual Conference on Independent Living is designed to provide peer support, organizing, advocacy, and learning opportunities. Let us come together at this unique event not only to network and learn, but to strategize and plan the future of independent living. We especially want to thank our sponsors, Anthem, Inc., Centene, CareSource, PHRMA, Verizon, Waymo, Tusk Philanthropies, Airbnb, Microsoft, Humana Healthy Horizons, Emily's List, Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation, the Boston Foundation, Disability Resource Center, United Healthcare, and Ability 360. In solidarity, Daryl Lynn Jones, Interim Executive Director. Agenda: Sunday, July 24, 3 o'clock, 6:30 p.m. Registration open, Independence Foyer. 1 o'clock 5 p.m., Board Meeting. Current Board of Directors, Independence FGHI. Monday, July 25, 8 a.m. 5 p.m., Registration and Exhibits Open, Independence Foyer. 9 o'clock 10 a.m., Opening Plenary, Independence A, asterisk. 10:30 a.m. 12 p.m., Legislative and Advocacy Update, Independence A. 1:32-45 p.m. Concurrent Workshops I. 3:15-4:30 p.m. Concurrent Workshops II. Tuesday, July 26, 8 a.m. 5 p.m. Registration and Exhibits Open, Independence Foyer. 9 a.m. 10:15 a.m. Concurrent Workshops III. 10:15 a.m. 12 p.m. Exhibit Fair, Independence Foyer. 12 p.m. 2 p.m. Awards Luncheon, Independence Ballroom, asterisk. 2:15 p.m. 3 p.m. Annual Council Meeting, Independence Ballroom, asterisk. 4 o'clock 5 p.m. Regional Caucuses, Regions 1 to 5. 5:30-6:30 p.m. Regional Caucuses, Regions 6 to 10. Wednesday, July 27. 9 o'clock 10 a.m., Legislative and Advocacy Hot Topic Special Session, Independence A. 10 o'clock 11 a.m., 2022 Rally, Independence A. 12 o'clock 5 p.m., Capitol Hill Visits. 8 o'clock 11 p.m., NCIL Social, Independence Ballroom. Thursday, July 28. 8 a.m. 12 p.m., Registration Open, Independence Foyer. 9 o'clock 10:15 a.m., Concurrent Workshops 4. 10:45 a.m. 12 p.m., Concurrent Workshops V. 1:32-45 p.m., Closing Plenary, Independence A, asterisk. Friday, July 29. 9 a.m. 12 p.m., Board Meeting. New Board of Directors, Independence FGHI. Monday, August 1, Virtual Conference Day 1. 1 o'clock 2:15 p.m., Rehab Act Reauthorization Updates, via Zoom. 3 o'clock 4:15 p.m., Letting Youth Take the Lead, via Zoom. Tuesday, August 2, Virtual Conference Day 2. 1 o'clock 2:15 p.m., Understanding the Roots of the Ableist Society, via Zoom. 3 o'clock 4:15 p.m., Organizing Can Be for Everyone, via Zoom. Wednesday, August 3, Virtual Conference Day 3. 1 o'clock 2:15 p.m., Disability and Intersectionality, via Zoom. Asterisk live-streamed event. In-person events that are not live-streamed will be recorded and posted to the conference website, https://nsil.swogo.com/22nsil/, at a later date. Schedule of events. Sunday, July 24. Board Meeting, Current Board of Directors. 1 o'clock 5 p.m. / Independence FGHI / https://us02web.zoom.us/j/84022316918. NCIL board meetings are open to the public. If you plan to attend and require an accommodation, please contact Jenny at ncil.org by July 17, 2022. Monday, July 25. Opening Plenary. 9 o'clock 10 a.m. / Independence A. Join us for an opening keynote address to kick off a week of movement building and advocacy. Don't miss the 2022 annual conference opener. Legislative and Advocacy Update. 10:30 a.m. 12 p.m. / Independence A. Get up-to-date information on the progress of NCILS advocacy efforts from chairs of NCILS legislative and advocacy subcommittees. The chairs will review and answer questions about NCILS policy priorities so participants are fully prepared for their congressional visits. Concurrent workshops I. 132:45 p.m./c pages 11-15 for workshop details. Access denied, the implications of unequal access to assistive technology, Independence A. SILS and the new normal, best practices for remote and revamped operations and connecting with consumers, Independence B C D E. SILS leverage federal programs to support access to fair housing, Lafayette/Farragut. Criminal justice within the deaf and disabled community, current research and future needs, Independence FGHI. Concurrent workshops 2. 3:15-4:30 p.m./c pages 15-17 for workshop details. Creating a diverse network in your SIL, Independence A. Accessible voting, critical to moving democracy forward, Independence BCDE. IL, it's just different. Lafayette/Farragut. Emerging SILC issues, SOS, Independence FGHI. Tuesday, July 26. Concurrent workshops 3. 9 a.m. 10:15 a.m./c pages 18-21 for workshop details. How advocacy can build a transportation program, Independence A. Independent living in 2050 and beyond, Independence BCDE. Youth transition programs and outreach, Lafayette/Farragut. Housing 101, everything you wanted to know about housing but were afraid to ask, Independence FGHI. Exhibit fair. 10:15 a.m. 12 p.m./Independence Foyer. Spend some time browsing the products and services offered by our exhibitors, many of which are your fellow NCIL members. The NCIL conference would not be possible without the generous support of our exhibitors and sponsors. Exhibits will be open all day Monday and Tuesday. Awards Luncheon. 12 p.m. 2 p.m./Independence Ballroom. Join us to celebrate and honor this year's National Award winners. Awards will be presented over lunch. Admission to this event is included in full conference registration. Annual Council Meeting. 2:15 p.m. 3 p.m./Independence Ballroom. Attend the Annual Council Meeting to hear the results of the elections for governing board members. This year, elections were held prior to the conference for Vice President, Secretary, Diversity Chair, Youth at Large, 3 members at large, and representatives of Regions 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, and 10. Regional Caucuses, Regions 1 to 5. 4:00-5 p.m./various locations. Region 1, Independence BCDE. Region 2, McPherson. Region 3, Independence A. Region 4, Lafayette/Farragut. Region 5, Independence FGHI. This is an opportunity for Regions 1 to 5 to meet with their regional representatives and strategize for their Capitol Hill visits. Each state decides who will attend which meeting to ensure that every legislator is visited. A list of regions by state is available on pages 33 to 34. Regional Caucuses, Region 6 to 10. 5:30-6:30 p.m./various locations. Region 6, Independence BCDE. Region 7, McPherson. Region 8, Independence FGHI. Region 9, Independence A. Region 10, Lafayette/Farragut. This is an opportunity for Region 6 to 10 to meet with their regional representatives and strategize for their Capitol Hill visits. Each state decides who will attend which meeting to ensure that every legislator is visited. A list of regions by state is available on page 33 to 34. Wednesday, July 27. Legislative and Advocacy Hot Topic Special Session. 9:00-10 a.m./Independence A. This session will focus on hot topics in independent living. Presenters will lead discussions on the Rehabilitation Act, independent living funding, and other hot issues. 2022 Rally. 10 o'clock 11 a.m. Independence A. The 2022 Rally will take place at the Grand Hyatt Washington. Do-it-yourself sign kits will be available the previous afternoon. Bring your signs to the rally, where a professional photographer will document the experience. Speakers will include congressional representatives and other elected or appointed officials, as well as leaders from the independent living movement, who will get participants revved up and ready for their Hill visits. Capitol Hill visits. 12 o'clock 5 p.m. Capitol Hill or virtual. Participants are encouraged to meet with their elected officials and their staffs to discuss issues important in their districts. Congressional contact information is available at House.gov and Senate.gov, or you can call the Capitol switchboard at 202-224-3121 and ask for your senator's or representative's office. More information is available in the Advocate's Guide to the Hill section of this document. NCIL Social. 8 o'clock 11 p.m. Independence Ballroom. Join us as we celebrate the 2022 Annual Conference on Independent Living. Come ready to join your fellow advocates in merriment. Light snacks and non-alcoholic beverages will be available free of charge, accompanied by a cash bar. Thursday, July 28. Concurrent workshops for 9 o'clock 10:15 a.m. See pages 21 to 24 for workshop details. Systems and Legislative Advocacy, One SIL's Journey to Eliminate Subminimum Wage, Independence A. Bringing Our People Home, Housing Advocacy for People in Nursing Homes, Independence BCDE. Emerging SILC Issues, A Deeper Dive, Lafayette/Farragut. People with Disabilities at Risk in Conflict Settings, Forgotten and Invisible, Independence FGHI. Concurrent Workshops v. 10:45 a.m. 12 p.m. See pages 24 to 27 for workshop details. Building Regional Leadership Teams, Independence A. Afghans with Disabilities and What SILS Can Do to Help, Independence BCDE. Institutional Abuse, Myth, Reality, and Systemic and Cultural Risk Factors, Lafayette/Farragut. Housing 201, Where Do We Go From Here? Advanced Advocacy for All, Independence FGHI. Closing Plenary. 1:30 to 45 p.m. Independence A. Invited guests will deliver a closing keynote on pressing advocacy issues and energize the crowd before we return home and prepare to make change. Friday, July 29. Board Meeting, New Board of Directors. 9 a.m. 12 p.m./independencefghi/https://us02web.zoom.us/j/87831312807. NCIL board meetings are open to the public. If you plan to attend and require an accommodation, please contact Jenny at ncil.org by July 17, 2022. Monday, August 1, Virtual Conference Day 1. Rehab Act Reauthorization Updates. 1:00 to 2:15 p.m./Zoom. Letting Youth Take the Lead. 3:00 to 4:15 p.m./Zoom. Tuesday, August 2, Virtual Conference Day 2. Understanding the Roots of the Ableist Society. 1:00 to 2:15 p.m./Zoom. Organizing Can Be for Everyone. 3:00 to 4:15 p.m./Zoom. Wednesday, August 3, Virtual Conference Day 3. Disability and Intersectionality. 1:00 to 2:15 p.m./Zoom. About Workshop Sessions. Workshops are classified by target audience, frontline staff and consumers, advocates and project directors, or executive directors and board members. Workshops are also classified as newcomer, experienced, or appropriate for all knowledge levels. Workshop tracks. Advocacy and policy work, workshops addressing disability policy and systems advocacy, including healthcare, housing, transportation, intersectional justice, and organizing, and other related topics. Independent Living 101 track, Workshops oriented towards youth and young adults, new attendees, and other individuals new to the independent living movement. Core services track, workshops addressing innovation and best practices in the core services of Centers for Independent Living. Independent Living 2050, workshops that explore the future of our movement. This track offers space to explore strategies to sustain SILs, SILCs, and the independent living movement. SILC track, workshops covering best practices and innovation in operations, programs, autonomy, and authorities of statewide independent living councils. Concurrent workshops I, Monday, July 25th, 1:30 to 2:45 p.m. Access denied, the implications of unequal access to assistive technology. Location, Independence A. Track, Independent Living 101. Audience / knowledge level, appropriate for all audiences and knowledge levels. Access to assistive technology plays a key role in allowing individuals with disabilities to work, live, and play in their community. SIL staff play a vital role in overcoming attitudinal barriers, identifying the correct assistive technology, finding funding, and advocating for needed training. When people with disabilities are denied access to assistive technology, it leads to increased outcomes of unemployment, not pursuing education, isolation, and reliance on others to perform tasks. The Assistive Technology Affordability Act, expanding existing assistive technology programs, and introducing assistive technology at an earlier age are the tools needed to turn the tide towards access granted. Christina Clift graduated from the University of Tennessee with a Bachelor's degree in communications and attended the University of Memphis for grad school. Since 2003, Christina has worked at the Memphis Center for Independent Living as the consumer advocate. Christina currently chairs the State Rehabilitation Council of Tennessee, the Memphis Advisory Council for Citizens with Disabilities, is a founding board member of the Tri-State Adaptive Sports Association, and a proud member of the National Federation of the Blind. Christina knows that access to assistive technology opens doors, eliminates barriers, and gives independence to people with disabilities. Michelle McManus received a Bachelor's degree from the University of Tennessee in Early Childhood Special Education. Then received a Master of Education for the Visually Impaired from Middle Tennessee State University. Beginning in 2011, Michelle started an IT consultant position on Penn State's accessibility team. Michelle is a proud member of the National Federation of the Blind and holds various positions within the Pennsylvania State affiliate. Technology serves as a large portion of Michelle's life, and working to assist others to use and adapt technology is a passion that takes up a great amount of Michelle's time. SILs and the New Normal, Best Practices for Remote and Revamped Operations and Connecting with Consumers. Location, Independence BCDE. Track, Core Services. Audience / knowledge level, appropriate for all audiences and knowledge levels. The COVID-19 pandemic has changed how SILs are supporting consumers and meeting the needs of their communities. The workshop will focus on new normal best practices in remote SIL operations and services, new strategies for outreach to consumers, the advantages of remote services, and strategies for dealing with the overcoming challenges such as the digital divide, platform accessibility, and social isolation. Paula McKelwee is the Associate Director for Technical Assistance for the ILNet National Training and Technical Assistance Center for Independent Living at Independent Living Research Utilization, ILRU. Paula was the first director of LINC, Inc. in Kansas, one of the first states funded through the Rehabilitation Act, beginning in 1979. She worked in the disability field in Kansas for 25 years and was appointed by two governors to serve three terms on the statewide Independent Living Council of Kansas before moving to California in 2000. Sharif Brown is a transplant from Queens, NYC, and in 2016 began working with Alliance of Disability Advocates as a community inclusion specialist. Sharif began by leading a travel training program that teaches individuals with disabilities how to ride the fixed route bus system. The program won three major awards for transportation impact in the Triangle area. Sharif has spearheaded a groundbreaking reentry program that assists incarcerated individuals who have a disability with individualized reentry services. Sharif has assisted over 200 individuals in federal prison with their reentry, with a 98% success rate within the first 2 years of release. This model is being implemented in state prisons with a success rate of 89%, even during a pandemic. Myra Colazo is the executive director at Central Washington Disability Resources. She has worked with individuals with disabilities for over 6 years and has a huge passion to advocate for equity for all. She is a single mother of two kids, a 9-year-old daughter, and a 5-year-old son. She has lived in Ellensburg for almost 20 years. Through her work, she is really involved in the community through the 5 counties that the organization covers, which are Kittitas, Yakima, Grant, Chelan, and Douglas. SILS leverage federal programs to support access to fair housing. Location, Lafayette/Farragut. Track, advocacy and policy work. Audience/knowledge level, appropriate for all audiences and knowledge levels. Learn from peers about how SILS affirmatively further the Fair Housing Act by advocating for and facilitating access to accessible, affordable housing. This advocacy enables individuals with disabilities and older adults to age in place in their own homes in the community. Through the use of the CMS Money Follows the Person program and HUD mainstream vouchers, SILS have helped individuals navigate and gain access to housing in the community with access to services and supports. Group discussion questions will also consider home modifications and the role Disability Rights Center advocates play in affirming fair housing. Jennifer Martin, she/her/hers, joined ACL in April 2020 and is currently serving as the program analyst for Part C SILS and Part B ILS programs in Regions 4 and 6. As a member of the Protecting Rights and Preventing Abuse Work Group, she has worked on activities related to mask mandates and other projects. Prior to joining ACL, she was an independent living supervisor at a SIL. Jennifer graduated from Longwood University with a Bachelor of Arts in English, a Master of Arts in Gerontology and an Executive Certificate in Home Modifications from the University of Southern California. Anaya Robinson is a Latinx queer disabled trans man, born and raised in West Michigan, who now calls Denver home. He is currently the Associate Director of Atlantis Community, Inc., the second center for independent living in the country, which has been transitioning individuals out of congregate settings for over 45 years. Anaya has been working in disability advocacy with a systems focus for nearly a decade. He has 9+ years of nonprofit management experience and believes that collectively working from an intersectional anti-oppressive lens is the only way to fully dismantle systems of privilege and power and achieve true equity and justice. Misty Dion is the Chief Executive Officer of the Roads to Freedom Center for Independent Living of North Central Pennsylvania, and works hard to pave the paths of independence for people with disabilities everywhere. Misty began working at the SIL in 2005 as a temporary intake and referral coordinator. Over the years, Misty has advanced through and was appointed to serve as the agency's CEO in 2015. She earned her first associate degree in human services from Alfred State College of Technology in Alfred, New York. After moving to Pennsylvania, she continued her education in the human service field and earned an additional associate degree and later her bachelor's degree from Pennsylvania College of Technology, an affiliate of Penn State University. Criminal justice within the deaf and disabled community, current research and future needs. Location, Independence FGHI. Track, advocacy and policy work. Audience, advocates and project directors. Knowledge level, appropriate for all knowledge levels. This presentation will focus on deaf and other disabled individuals who are involved with the criminal justice system who may also have additional language and learning challenges. There is a considerable disparity regarding research and training related to what is happening in the criminal justice system for this population. This presentation will explore how the book Deaf People in the Criminal Justice System and the documentary film Being Michelle create an opportunity to provide education and help raise awareness about the numerous barriers and injustices that frequently happen with this population. The presentation will showcase parts of Being Michelle and presenters will facilitate discussion relevant to the film. Presenters thank Damara Goff Paris for assistance in development of this presentation. Deborah Guthman, Ed.D., has worked within the deaf community for over 40 years in educational, medical, and social service settings. Dr. Guthman founded the Minnesota Substance Use Dependency Program for deaf and hard of hearing individuals and was the director of pupil personnel services at the California School for the Deaf, Fremont. Dr. Guthman has published books, book chapters, and articles focusing on substance abuse and ethics within the deaf community. Dr. Guthman was the lead consultant for a grant that translated and validated 10 screeners in SUD, mental health, and career interest into ASL. Gabriel Lomas, Ph.D. is a professor and director of counseling programs at Gallaudet University. He has significant experience in psychological testing and counseling. He has research and practice specializations in the areas of crisis and trauma, child therapy, and forensic evaluation, especially in the child welfare arena. In particular, he worked closely with victims and offenders on hundreds of child welfare cases in states across the nation. Lomas has received more than $6 million in grant awards, including funding to grow the integrated primary care workforce, and funding to establish a center for school safety in Connecticut. Concurrent workshops to, Monday, July 25, 3:15 4:30 p.m. Creating a diverse network in your CIL. Location, Independence A. Track, Advocacy and Policy Work. Audience / knowledge level, appropriate for all audiences and knowledge levels. This session will create a guideline for community engagement to diversify your CIL partnerships. As we serve people with disabilities, it is important to keep our lines of communication open with all diverse and underserved populations. Learn how to connect with your community to engage a wider audience for partnerships, sponsorships, and volunteer recruitment. Marissa Cause brings 20 years of experience with her at the IL/IA Center for Independent Living as the community education advocate. Marissa provides disability awareness trainings to businesses, agencies, and individuals who are interested in learning more about how to work with people with disabilities. She works closely with a network of community organizations including the Chambers of Commerce, where she offers presentations about services offered at the CIL. She also provides marketing and networking expertise through outreach that promotes annual events and activities. Marissa has held a number of positions over the years including independent living advocate. She is fluent in Spanish and available to interpret for Spanish-speaking consumers. Marissa is also a youth transition specialist and works with children, youth, and families in the five core areas, advocacy, transition, peer support / counseling, information / referral, and independent living skills. She also runs the Fast Track Transition Program. Marissa graduated from Western IL University with a Bachelor's degree in Communications and Marketing. Accessible voting, critical to moving democracy forward. Location, Independence BCDE. Track, Advocacy and Policy Work. Audience / knowledge level, appropriate for all audiences and knowledge levels. Access to a private, independent, and secure vote is both a right and foundational to our democracy. Yet this promise remains unfilled for many disabled voters. Join us to engage in discussion around policy, technology, and communication solutions needed to ensure the participation of disabled voters in upcoming elections. Rylan Rogers serves on Microsoft's accessibility team as a disability policy advisor. She strives to impact disability policy in the areas of technology, workforce, and workplace. Rylan's work is influenced by her lived experiences with disability. She is dyslexic and has idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, and is the mother of two young adults with physical disabilities and medical complexity. Her family is all in for disability policy. Sarah Blajovic is a disability rights advocate and activist. She currently works as the Voting and Civic Engagement Director for the National Council on Independent Living, where she advocates for greater accessibility in elections, educates the disability community on voting rights and works to energize a disability voting bloc, and addresses barriers to running for office for people with disabilities. Sarah is the creator of Elevate, Campaign Training for People with Disabilities, the first national run for office training program for people with disabilities. R.C. Carter manages the Election Guard open source voting program as part of Microsoft's Democracy Forward initiative. He's a longtime product manager, with experience ranging from startups to Amazon and Gap and across such areas as photo sharing, e-commerce, community fundraising, and mobile apps. He has a passion for building products using universal design principles that solve real challenges such as voting and trust. Whitney Quisenberry is passionate about making interactions with government enjoyable, bringing design literacy to elections, and making it easier for everyone to participate. She is proud of the center's work to introduce best practices for election design across the country, from best practice guides for voter information, mail-in voting, and RCV to work to modernize election administration. The CCD field guides to ensuring voter intent can be found in offices in every state. Her career started in UX research and design. She is the author of 3 books, A Web for Everyone, Storytelling for User Experience, and Global UX. IL, It's Just Different. Location, Lafayette/Farragut. Track, Independent Living 101. Audience/Knowledge Level, appropriate for all audiences and knowledge levels. Just how different is the independent living, IL, philosophy? Very. Yet newbies to our movement, and a few who've been around a while, don't always understand its beauty and potential. This session is more than a history lesson. It's an opportunity to discover how and why IL matters in a world full of paternalism and ableism. It's a discussion of what sets us apart from other service models and how we can leverage our difference into strength. This session is about empowerment as both the content and outcome of our work. Brandon Brown has been the executive director of Empower Tennessee since 2015. His previous leadership and service experience was in mental health, HIV/AIDS, education, and performing arts. He has presented locally, regionally, and nationally on such topics as disability identity and pride, ableism, person-centered planning, organizational wellness, and ethics. Brandon has multiple disabilities, including retinitis pigmentosa, borderline personality disorder, and autism spectrum disorder. Brandon and his son Coy David live, work, and play in Nashville. Emerging SILC Issues, SOS. Location, Independence FGHI. Track, SILC Track. Audience/Knowledge Level, appropriate for all audiences and knowledge levels. This 2-part session will provide an opportunity for participants to identify emerging issues for SILCs, share their challenges and experiences, and share and develop solutions. Part 1 SOS will identify basic issues, explore potential solutions from seasoned SILC leaders, and help participants develop a plan to resolve basic issues. Part 2 A deeper dive will dig deeper into more complex issues and use the knowledge and experience of all participants to develop potential solutions to take home to try with their own SILCs. Brooke Wilson is the executive director of the Oregon State Independent Living Council, SILC, and has worked in the disability community for 17 years. She currently serves as the SILC representative on the Association of Programs for Rural Independent Living, APRIL, board and on the National Council on Independent Living, NCIL, Finance Committee. For the last 17 years, she has served in many roles, representing the independent living philosophy, fostering collaboration, and advocating for disability inclusion and awareness. Brooke and her husband Corey have 4 children and 2 grandchildren, though Brooke loves children and is a mom to many. Jeremy Morris is the executive director at Ohio Statewide Independent Living Council and treasurer of the NCIL Board of Directors. Before joining the SILC in 2017, Jeremy had been working in independent living over 13 years, previously serving as the executive director of the Access Center in Dayton, Ohio, and finance coordinator at the Western Reserve ILC in Warren, Ohio. His background in Centers for Independent Living includes direct services, advocacy, and community partnerships, and operations management. Concurrent workshops 3, Tuesday, July 26, 9 o'clock 10:15 a.m. How Advocacy Can Build a Transportation Program. Location, Independence A. Track, Advocacy and Policy Work. Audience, Advocates and Project Directors. Knowledge Level, Appropriate for All Knowledge Levels. The workshop will provide attendees with the knowledge to advocate for transportation options, with an emphasis on underserved rural areas. Learn how SIL Western Wisconsin, SILW, brought an array of partners involved in transportation to the table, including funders, providers, and advocates, and developed a regional transportation collaboration with a goal of addressing the unmet transportation needs of all transit-dependent persons. Learn how the experience helped SILW to develop a transportation program using volunteer drivers to meet the transportation needs of persons with disabilities and other transit-dependent persons in rural areas where there are limited transportation options. Bobby Craig is the Director of Transportation for the New Freedom Transportation Program through the Center for Independent Living for Western Wisconsin, SILW, the largest volunteer driver program in the country and a role model program for others to follow. As director of the program, she is responsible for writing grants, procuring contracts, recruiting drivers, and training them in the best practice. Bobby started with New Freedom Transportation Program over 10 years ago as a dispatcher and has been with the program as it expanded into 18 counties. It is now in 42 counties. Kyle Kleist is the executive director of the Center for Independent Living for Western Wisconsin, SILW. As a person with a disability that uses a wheelchair, he has years of experience traveling both within the U.S. and abroad using many different modes of transportation, and understands the transportation barriers faced by persons with disabilities. He has also been a committed advocate for expanding transportation options for all transit-dependent persons for over 20 years. Independent Living in 2050 and Beyond. Location, Independence BCDE. Track, Independent Living 2050. Audience, Advocates and Project Directors. Knowledge Level, Experienced. This session will be a panel-led think tank discussion around policy, programs, funding for services, housing, transportation, personal care, home, and community-based services, HCBS, reauthorization of the Rehabilitation Act, and more, for 2050 and beyond. Ann McDaniel is the Executive Director of the West Virginia Statewide Independent Living Council, SILC. She has Master's and Bachelor's degrees from Marshall University and has worked in the independent living and advocacy field since 1985, beginning with 11 years at the Mountain State Centers for Independent Living in Huntington, WV, followed by her current position. Under her direction, the SILC has developed 10 state plans for independent living, SBILs, and sponsored, organized, and conducted multiple WV Disability Caucuses and Youth Disability Caucuses. Ann has served as a mentor to many other SILCs across the country, provides training and technical assistance, and teaches online courses and webinars through the National ILNet Training Project. She has also provided training on independent living, disability history, advocacy, and the legislative process on the state, regional and national level. She has also provided training and strategic planning for SILCs in several other states across the nation. And served on the board of the National Council on Independent Living for many years, served as board secretary twice, and is the chair/co-chair of multiple NCIL committees. Jeff Hughes accepted his current position as executive director of Progressive Independence in Norman, Oklahoma in 2000. In his present position, Jeff has received certification in Advantage Case Management, Social Security Benefits Planning, Phase IN-2-ADA through the National Council on Independent Living/DRIDF, Futures Person-Centered Planning, and Job Coach Certification. Jeff has also held numerous state and national leadership roles, including but not limited to, member at large on the NCIL Board of Directors, past chair of the NCIL Task Force on the Administration for Community Living, current CEO chair of the NCIL Rehabilitation Act and Independent Living Funding Subcommittee, as well as governor appointments to the statewide Independent Living Council and Office of Disability Concerns. Jeff previously served on Aetna's National Medicaid Managed Care Advisory Committee and is currently proudly serving on Anthem's National Advisory Board. Youth Transition Programs and Outreach. Location, Lafayette/Farragut. Track, Core Services. Audience, Frontline Staff and Consumers. Knowledge Level, Appropriate for All Knowledge Levels. This workshop will outline strategies and tools TUSILS use to address their area students' needs as intersectional human beings in a continually changing world. Using age-appropriate, cross-disability, and flexible programs, these organizations will demonstrate ways to effectively meet mandated standards and provide schools the means to develop students' social awareness, skills for successful independent living, and the ability to advocate for themselves and others. Alice Nichols is the Curriculum Development and Training Manager at Ramp Center for Independent Living in Rockford, IL. She is an experienced education professional skilled in curriculum development and instructional design, writing, editing, teaching, advising, and transitions. She has written and developed a wide variety of curriculum and training for Ramp, the Illinois Community College Board, Rock Valley College, and Judson University, among others. Alice is certified and experienced in working with students with disabilities. She has a Bachelor of Arts in Urban Ministry from Moody Bible Institute and a Master of Arts in English from DePaul University. Marissa Cause brings 20 years of experience with her at the IL/IA Center for Independent Living as the Community Education Advocate. Marissa provides disability awareness trainings to businesses, agencies, and individuals who are interested in learning more about how to work with people with disabilities. She works closely with a network of community organizations including the Chambers of Commerce, where she offers presentations about services offered at the CIL. She also provides marketing and networking expertise through outreach that promotes annual events and activities. Marissa has held a number of positions over the years, including Independent Living Advocate. She is fluent in Spanish and available to interpret for Spanish-speaking consumers. Marissa is also a youth transition specialist and works with children, youth, and families in the five core areas: advocacy, transition, peer support/counseling, information/referral, and independent living skills. She also runs the Fast Track Transition Program. Marissa graduated from Western IL University with a bachelor's degree in communications and marketing. Housing 101, Everything You Wanted to Know About Housing But Were Afraid to Ask. Location, Independence FGHI. Track, Advocacy and Policy Work. Audience, Appropriate for All Audiences. Knowledge Level, Newcomer. Panel will briefly discuss beginner-level basic information about housing specifics, how can we help get accessible, affordable, integrated/homestead/institution-free housing settings for all people? This includes veterans, seniors, BIPOC/Native American Indian, and people with mobility, sensory, chemical/environmental, and other disabilities. Presenters will present an overview of current bills like visitability, the Fair Housing Act, FHA, laws, trends, actions, and policies such as the Kelsey, homeownership, homelessness/unhoused persons and more. Suzanne Zan Thornton, they/she/Zan, has dedicated their life to integrating and representing people with disabilities. Throughout their life and to this day, they have used civil resistance principled in nonviolence to demand equal access and equal rights for the disability community. They are the chairperson of GA Adapt, a civil rights organization that uses nonviolence to end institutional bias against people with disabilities. From July 2020 to June 2021, Suzanne has worked continually to amplify representation and increase voter turnout amongst people with disabilities. In both the 2020 presidential election and 2021 Georgia Senate runoff election, leading GA Adapt, she provided over 500 voters with disabilities rides to and from polling locations in addition to providing American Sign Language interpretation at the polls. BioCredit, Diverse Ability. Fatima Orr, she/her, is a black woman with a disability and the director of field building and capacity with the Kelsea San Francisco-based Disability Forward Advocacy and Housing Nonprofit. Experience, Ignite, Young Women Empowered Through Politics, Renaissance Entrepreneurship Center, and OCTA, Corporate Social Responsibility. Born and raised in SF, Fatima is now an Oakland resident with her husband Seth and dog Duke Ellington. When she is not working, she loves to travel, bake and adhere to a strict skincare routine. Angela Fox was born paraplegic, has been a MD civil rights attorney / mediator for 10 plus years, and is the author of My Blue Front Door, How a Wheelchair User Bought a Home in a Recession. Angela is founder and blogger at horizontalhouses.com. She's presented on universal design, visitability, and aging in place. She quips, homeownership it is not only possible, but necessary for both your health, freedom, and equality. She debunked the false belief that a home, whether an apartment or a house, truly provides the community of choice simply because it displays a blue and white accessibility sign. Ben McMullen is an autistic/disability advocate in his 12th year as systems change advocate at the SIL, Independence of Individuals with Disabilities. He has served on both the NCIL Transportation and Housing Subcommittees. Coalition/Memberships, Paratransit Coordinating Council, Chair, and Voting Accessibility Advisory Committee, Autism Spectrum Across the Lifespan, Phi Delta Theta Professional Network and ex officio member of the San Mateo County Commission on Disabilities. Successes, increased developments with accessible and affordable housing. He's often in zines, blogs, letters to editors, and out advocating. Concurrent workshops for Thursday, July 28, 9:30-10:15 a.m. Systems and Legislative Advocacy, One SIL's Journey to Eliminate Subminimum Wage. Location, Independence A. Track, Advocacy and Policy Work. Audience, Advocates and Project Directors. Knowledge Level, Experienced. During this session, participants will learn best practices with engaging legislators to implement systems change efforts for people with disabilities. Participants will learn how ABLE-SC in South Carolina involved partners, people with disabilities, and the community in legislative advocacy to build allies and support. A special focus will be dedicated to employment advocacy and ABLE-SC's current legislative efforts to phase out subminimum wage in South Carolina. The session will feature resources and materials ABLE-SC created to help others understand subminimum wage and discuss what the proposed legislation would accomplish. Kimberly Tizot proudly serves as the President and Chief Executive Officer, CEO, of ABLE-SC. Under Kimberly's leadership, ABLE-SC has experienced years of growth and has become a nationally recognized center for independent living. Kimberly's road to disability rights began young, after having her leg amputated from a rare childhood cancer, alveolar rhabdomyosarcoma. Kimberly holds a Master of Social Work from the University of South Carolina. In 2017, Kimberly led the efforts in the passing of progressive legislation in South Carolina, Persons with Disabilities Right to Parent Act, and in 2018, the SC Employment First Initiative Study Committee. Sandy Jordan is the Director of Employment Programs for ABLE-SC. Sandy is the liaison and facilitator for the SC Disability Employment Coalition, a statewide initiative to decrease employment barriers for people with disabilities. She brings the disability voice to employers by providing technical assistance, troubleshooting reasonable accommodations, and overseeing SC's annual employer summit. She connects with the community and is a founding member of the SC Association of People Supporting Employment First, APS, chapter. Sandy holds a Master's degree in Rehabilitation Counseling from the University of South Carolina. She is a certified rehabilitation counselor and global career development facilitator. Bringing Our People Home, housing advocacy for people in nursing homes. Location, Independence BCDE. Track, advocacy and policy work. Audience, appropriate for all audiences. Knowledge level, experienced. 5 consumers, 2 queer organizers, and a SIL executive director walk into a Bar State housing agency. They order 50 vouchers to subsidize housing for low-income people with disabilities stuck in nursing homes across Massachusetts. The results are a delicious cocktail of state agencies, SILs, and nonprofits working together to get our people home. Come learn with us about power, community organizing tools, and taking your relationships with state officials to the next level. Shea French, they/them, is the senior community organizer at the Boston Center for Independent Living. They have been organizing for housing and transportation justice for the past 5 years, including increasing state funding for the Mobile Voucher Program, AHVP, from $4.6 million to $14.2 million and stopping the public transportation system in Boston from cutting key paratransit service. In their free time, Shea likes writing visionary fiction about disabled people surviving and thriving decades into the future. R. Feynman, they/them, is the senior community organizer at the Disability Policy Consortium, where they have worked for 3 years. Their focus is on increasing housing support for low-income people with disabilities, improving the accessibility of existing housing, and fostering connections between disability groups at the municipal level. They have also worked on food insecurity, the intersection of transness and disability issues within environmental justice. Bill Henning, he/him, executive director of the Boston Center for Independent Living, has been organizing and advocating in disability rights since 1984. He has helped lead many successful campaigns to establish housing, obtain public ADA compliance, create transportation accessibility, and ensure equitable health care and personal assistance services at the state and occasionally national level. Emerging SILC Issues, a Deeper Dive. Location, Lafayette/Farragut. Track, SILC. Audience/knowledge level, appropriate for all audiences and knowledge levels. This two-part session will provide an opportunity for participants to identify emerging issues for SILCs, share their challenges and experiences, and share and develop solutions. Part 1 SOS will identify basic issues, learn potential solutions from seasoned SILC leaders, and help participants develop a plan to resolve basic issues. Part 2 A Deeper Dive will dig deeper into more complex issues and use the knowledge and experience of all participants to develop potential solutions to take home to try with their own SILCs. Brooke Wilson is the executive director of the Oregon State Independent Living Council, SILC, and has worked in the disability community for 17 years. She currently serves as the SILC representative on the Association of Programs for Rural Independent Living, APRIL, board and on the National Council on Independent Living, NCIL, Finance Committee. For the last 17 years, she has served in many roles, representing the independent living philosophy, fostering collaboration, and advocating for disability inclusion and awareness. Brooke and her husband Corey have 4 children and 2 grandchildren, though Brooke loves children and is a mom to many. Jeremy Morris is the executive director at Ohio Statewide Independent Living Council and treasurer of the NCIL Board of Directors. Before joining the SILC in 2017, Jeremy had been working in independent living over 13 years, previously serving as the executive director of the Access Center in Dayton, Ohio, and finance coordinator at the Western Reserve ILC in Warren, Ohio. His background in centers for independent living includes direct services, advocacy, and community partnerships, and operations management. People with disabilities at risk in conflict settings, forgotten and invisible. Location, Independence FGHI. Track, advocacy and policy work. Audience/knowledge level, appropriate for all audiences and knowledge levels. Content warning, This workshop discusses violence and abuse of people with disabilities. People with disabilities are at increased risk of death and injury and face the risk of abandonment, neglect, and human trafficking when living in conflict settings. They face challenges in accessing and receiving humanitarian assistance and safe, accessible evacuations. This workshop will focus on Article 11 of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, CRPD, and other relevant legal frameworks that support the protection and safety of people with disabilities in conflict settings. Isabel Hodge is a distinguished leader and advocate in the international disability rights movement. As Executive Director of the United States International Council on Disabilities, USICD, she manages a 30-year global networking and consulting hub with relationships with organizations of persons with disabilities in countries around the world. Isabel is a native of Glasgow, Scotland, and a U.S. Marine Corps veteran. Prior to joining USICD, Isabel was a senior analyst for the U.S. Department of Defense Office of Special Needs. In addition to being USICD's executive director, Isabel currently serves as the Vice President of Disabled Peoples International North America and the Caribbean and on the Board of Directors for Wheelchairs for Kids International. Concurrent workshops v. Thursday, July 28, 10:45 a.m. 12 p.m. Building Regional Leadership Teams. Location, Independence A. Track, Advocacy and Policy Work. Audience / Knowledge Level, appropriate for all audiences and knowledge levels. A key component to the success of NCIL is not only that we are national but that we have local roots. Each NCIL region has a representative. Participants will get the opportunity to meet the regional representatives and learn how they can be involved in their home states and regions. The regional representatives serve as a conduit to work with and inform the NCIL membership and to coordinate local and regional activities. Steve Higgins is the executive director of Independence Associates, Inc. located in East Bridgewater, MA. He has been involved with NCIL for over 20 years in many different roles. He currently serves on the NCIL board as the representative for Region I, chair of the Regional Representatives Committee, and as co-chair of the ADA/Civil Rights Subcommittee. Additionally, Steve has served several terms as a member of the Massachusetts SILC. He will be joined by NCIL's regional representatives during this session, Aaron Bayer, Marty Musser, John Herring, Dr. Francia Anderson, Joel Pedden, Larry Wanger, and Kimberly Meck. The regional representatives will discuss how they all work together in their various roles at NCIL. Afghans with disabilities and what SILS can do to help. Location, Independence BCDE. Track, Advocacy and Policy Work. Audience / Knowledge Level, appropriate for all audiences and knowledge levels. There are many at-risk Afghan leaders with disabilities still waiting to be evacuated. During this session, you will receive information about the U.S. International Council on Disabilities, USICD, advocacy efforts within the U.S. and at the United Nations, and how SILS can assist Afghans being resettled within their own communities. Isabel Hodge is a distinguished leader and advocate in the international disability rights movement. As Executive Director of the United States International Council on Disabilities, USICD, she manages a 30-year global networking and consulting hub with relationships with organizations of persons with disabilities in countries around the world. For over 5 years, Isabel has been working closely with Afghan organizations of persons with disabilities and serves as an advisor to the Enabled Children's Initiative, which is a nonprofit working to improve the quality of life for Afghans with disabilities. Since August, Isabel has been advocating for the inclusion of at-risk Afghans leaders with disabilities and their families in international evacuation efforts and inclusion in the U.S. resettlement process. Institutional abuse, myth, reality, and systemic and cultural risk factors. Location, Lafayette/Farragut. Track, Advocacy and Policy Work. Audience / Knowledge Level, appropriate for all audiences and knowledge levels. Content warning, this workshop discusses violence and abuse of people with disabilities. Many institutions with power over disabled people have been proven to tolerate abuse and protect the institution instead of vulnerable people in their care. Abuse myths allow abusers to hide in plain sight via misdirection, and systemic and cultural factors influence the level of risk these institutions create for their charges. Presented by a childhood trafficking survivor turned public communications expert, this workshop provides a rare inside look at how abuse rings operate, with a focus on the role powerful government, religious, and private institutions play to deliver vulnerable people into the hands of abusers, aid and abet abuse, and prevent legal redress. Sarah Goldstein Burke is a communications consultant and advocate for Progress. She is a board member and director of communications for the Florida Wildflower Foundation, and is on the steering committee for Women for a Better Lee County, PAC. She holds a master's degree in interactive multimedia from the University of Technology, Sydney, and has a background in startups and consulting. She has Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, making her proudly both disabled and neurodiverse, and also became mobility impaired in 2015. She is a survivor of childhood trafficking who now lives in political exile in Paradise. Housing 201, where do we go from here? Advanced advocacy for all. Location, Independence FGHI. Track, advocacy and policy work. Audience, appropriate for all audiences. Knowledge level, experienced. This workshop is a panel-led, advanced chat with the audience and a continuation from the Housing 101 workshop. Presenters will outline types of housing advocacy and explain how each is a valid way to increase the supply of accessible, affordable, inclusive/integrated, visitable housing options. Presenters will include BIPOC, DEAF, and cross-disability perspectives. They will discuss current bills in Congress, Federal Housing Administration policies and updates, and what folks have done in past to get access. In the 1990s, there was a disability expert under the director of the Department of Housing and Urban Development, so all notices of funding availability, policies, procedures, and issues were read/examined by a disabled person. That impact is still felt today. Could this help us again? What other opportunities can we create? Suzanne Zan Thornton, they/she/Zan, has dedicated their life to integrating and representing people with disabilities. Throughout their life and to this day, they have used civil resistance principled in nonviolence to demand equal access and equal rights for the disability community. They are the chairperson of GA Adapt, a civil rights organization that uses nonviolence to end institutional bias against people with disabilities. From July 2020 to June 2021, Suzanne has worked continually to amplify representation and increase voter turnout amongst people with disabilities. In both the 2020 presidential election and 2021 Georgia Senate runoff election, leading GA Adapt, she provided over 500 voters with disabilities rides to and from polling locations in addition to providing American Sign Language interpretation at the polls. BioCredit Diver's Ability. Fatima Orr, she/her, is a black woman with a disability and the director of field building and capacity with the Calcia San Francisco-based disability forward advocacy and housing nonprofit. Experience, Ignite, Young Women Empowered Through Politics, Renaissance Entrepreneurship Center, and OCTA, Corporate Social Responsibility. Born and raised in SF, Fatima is now an Oakland resident with her husband Seth and dog Duke Ellington. When she is not working, she loves to travel, bake and adhere to a strict skincare routine. Virtual workshops. Monday, August 1, Virtual Conference Day 1. Rehab Act Reauthorization Updates. 1 o'clock 2:15 p.m. Location, Zoom. Track, Advocacy and Policy Work. Audience, executive directors and board members. Knowledge level, experienced. An overview of current language within the Rehab Act of 1973, as amended and discussion of current core services, areas of concern, and possible areas for increased services and funding. This session will be interactive, with time for feedback and input from participants. Ann McDaniel is the Executive Director of the West Virginia Statewide Independent Living Council, SILC. She has Master's and Bachelor's degrees from Marshall University and has worked in the independent living and advocacy field since 1985, beginning with 11 years at the Mountain State Centers for Independent Living in Huntington, WV, followed by her current position. Under her direction, the SILC has developed 10 state plans for independent living, SPILs, and sponsored, organized, and conducted multiple WV Disability Caucuses and Youth Disability Caucuses. Ann has served as a mentor to many other SILCs across the country, provides training and technical assistance, and teaches online courses and webinars through the National ILNet Training Project. She has also provided training on independent living, disability history, advocacy, and the legislative process on the state, regional and national level. She has also provided training and strategic planning for SILCs in several other states across the nation. And served on the board of the National Council on Independent Living for many years, served as board secretary twice, and is the chair/co-chair of multiple NCIL committees. Jeff Hughes accepted his current position as executive director of Progressive Independence in Norman, Oklahoma in 2000. In his present position, Jeff has received certification in Advantage Case Management, Social Security Benefits Planning, Phase IN-2-ADA through the National Council on Independent Living/DRIDF, Futures Person-Centered Planning, and Job Coach Certification. Jeff has also held numerous state and national leadership roles, including but not limited to, Member at Large on the NCIL Board of Directors, past Chair of the NCIL Task Force on the Administration for Community Living, current CO-Chair of the NCIL Rehabilitation Act and Independent Living Funding Subcommittee, as well as governor appointments to the Statewide Independent Living Council and Office of Disability Concerns. Jeff previously served on Aetna's National Medicaid Managed Care Advisory Committee and is currently proudly serving on Anthem's National Advisory Board. Letting Youth Take the Lead. 3 to 4:15 p.m. Location, Zoom. Track, Core Services. Audience/Knowledge Level, appropriate for all audiences and knowledge levels. Are your youth programs and services truly peer-led? As SILs, we are experts in peer-led and peer-provided services, but sometimes we miss that mark when it comes to youth programming. We will explore some of our successes and intentional organizational efforts to ensure that youth with disabilities are the center of and leading our SILs youth programming and services, as well as some pitfalls, struggles, and where we are headed. Paige Wingett is the Director of Youth Transition Programs at ABLE-SC. Paige holds a Bachelor's degree in Dance Performance and Choreography from the University of South Carolina and Master's degree in Exceptional Student Education K-12 from the University of Central Florida. Paige works to create opportunities for meaningful collaboration and ensure quality youth transition planning and services. She has presented on various topics related to youth transition services and has provided technical assistance to other SILs in improving youth programs. She is most passionate about including youth voice in everything, really everything. She loves to eat adventurous foods, including guinea pig and horse, and has an odd love of trolls. Tuesday, August 2nd, Virtual Conference Day 2. Understanding the Roots of the Ableist Society. 1 to 2:15 p.m. Location, Zoom. Track, Advocacy and Policy Work. Audience/Knowledge Level, appropriate for all audiences and knowledge levels. An interactive Zoom workshop that dives deep into the roots of the ableist society to help attendees gain a better understanding of the intersectional systemic oppression many of us live through, whether we identify as disabled or not. We LL define various ways the ableist society exposes itself as we take a trip through history and reflect on our own personal experiences in a safe space that allow us to learn together. Marie Dagenet Lewis is a very pridefully disabled art activist, content manager at Diver's Ability and creator of atr.a.r.e.advocate. After losing her broadcasting career to ableism, she blazed her own trail using her art and storytelling to dismantle the ableist society. Organizing can be for everyone. 3 o'clock 4:15 p.m. Location, Zoom. Track, Independent Living 2050. Audience / knowledge level, audience, advocates and project directors. Knowledge level, appropriate for all knowledge levels. With the rising need for advocacy efforts, and the advancements of technology, community organizing no longer has to be intimidating. The opportunities for the diverse skills and talents that all communities are made of are never-ending. We want to bring awareness to the non-traditional ways that anyone can bring their passion to the table. Erica Miller is Independent Living Advocate at Topeka Independent Living Resource Center. Erica has been a community organizer for 6 years, both professionally through her many roles at SILS and in her spare time having organized for her local community in Rochester, New York. This has included a wide range of efforts, from fighting in D.C. to save Medicaid to running for local office. Parker Glick is a community advocate. Parker has had at least 15 years of organizing in the independent living field and with / for his beloved Lgpia and community. In that time, he has had the privilege of organizing with a multitude of talented advocates. Wednesday, August 3, Virtual Conference Day 3. Disability and Intersectionality. 1 o'clock 2:15 p.m. Location, Zoom. Track, Advocacy and Policy Work. Audience / knowledge level, appropriate for all audiences and knowledge levels. This presentation examines the effects of intersectionality on people with disabilities. Intersectionality is a framework for understanding how people's overlapping identities contribute to their experiences with privilege and oppression. Presenters will define ableism, racism, sexism, classism, and other forms of oppression and address their impact on people with disabilities. We will look at ways to build a more inclusive society for all. Miranda Grunwell has worked as an advocate and educator in the disability rights field for more than 2 decades. Miranda has a bachelor's degree in psychology from Grand Valley State University and is the current community education coordinator for Disability Network Southwest Michigan. As a person with a learning disability, she knows firsthand the challenges facing people with disabilities living in an ableist world. Miranda is dedicated to building a community where all people benefit with full access and inclusion. Miranda's expertise includes educational presentations for young adults with and without disabilities, professional development, and DEI staff training. Leitrice Fullerton is the Advocacy and Community Education Director with Disability Network Southwest Michigan. In this role, she works closely with staff to ensure satisfactory customer service delivery. In addition to this, Leitrice also volunteers for several other nonprofit agencies in the Kalamazoo area. After receiving her master's degree in social work from Western Michigan University, Leitrice has made it her goal to assist, advocate, and represent people from marginalized groups in all that she does. Max Hornick is a graduate of Western Michigan University and a nationally certified ADA coordinator, ADAC. They have engaged in disability advocacy for over a decade, while attending community college. Max co-founded Mental Illness Support and Advocacy Alliance, MISAP, an organization run by and for students with psychiatric disabilities. They currently work as an ADA specialist and systems advocate for Disability Network Southwest Michigan, where they have been employed since 2018. Map of Independence Level, 5B. Image, Grand Hyatt Washington, Independence Level, 5B. Restrooms. All restrooms on Independence Level, 5B, will be gender inclusive for the duration of the conference. Pandemic Protocol. Masks, NCIL will require masks to be worn at all annual conference-related activities inside the Grand Hyatt Washington unless you request an exemption. Courtesy of Project N95, masks are available free of charge on the conference level of the Grand Hyatt during conference hours. If you have any questions regarding the mask mandate, please reach out to Jenny at ncil.org. Project N95 logo. Social engagement stickers, NCIL will have stickers that can be voluntarily applied to name badges. These stickers indicate the wearer's comfort level with in-person interaction. A red sticker, R, means the person does not want physical contact and to maintain at least 6 feet of social distance at all times when speaking to them. A yellow sticker, Y, means the wearer does not want physical contact without express consent. 6 feet of social distance should be maintained when speaking to them unless permission is given to approach. A green sticker, G, means the wearer is comfortable with interaction. Social distancing should still be practiced during conference activities. A blue sticker, E, means the wearer has a mask exemption. Attendees may wish to use one of the other stickers in combination with a blue sticker to further communicate interaction preferences. Social distancing will be practiced at all annual conference activities. COVID-19 vaccine mandate, on-site participants must have the primary series of the vaccine. On-site registration. Please note that rates are per person and include materials, workshops, and awards luncheon. NCIL member, $340. Non-member, $440. Youth, 26 or younger, $150. Daily rate, NCIL member, $130/day. Daily rate, non-member, $175/day. Luncheon ticket, $75. Personal assistant registration policy, personal assistants are not required to pay the registration fee but should fill out a form to receive a badge. Personal assistants are welcome to attend all conference events, including scheduled meals and receptions. Meals. Your ticket to the luncheon is your name badge. Unregistered guests may purchase luncheon tickets for $75. NCIL regions by state. Region I, 1 Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Vermont. Region I representative, Steve Higgins. Region 2, 2 New Jersey, New York, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands. Region 2 representative, Aaron Bayer. Region 3, 3 Delaware, District of Columbia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Virginia, West Virginia. Region 3 representative, vacant. Region 4, 4 Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee. Region 4 representative, Marty Musser. Region V, 5 Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Ohio, Wisconsin. Region V representative, John Herring. Region 6, 6 Arkansas, Louisiana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Texas. Region 6 representative, Sha Anderson. Region 7, 7 Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska. Region 7 representative, vacant. Region 8, 8 Colorado, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Utah, Wyoming. Region 8 representative, Joel Pedden. Region 9, 9 Arizona, California, Hawaii, Nevada, American Samoa, Guam, Northern Mariana Islands, Trust Territory of the Pacific Islands. Region 9 representative, Larry Wanger. Region X, 10 Alaska, Idaho, Oregon, Washington. Region X representative, Kimberly Meck. Do-it-yourself sign kits. Complimentary do-it-yourself sign kits will be available on the conference floor the afternoon of Tuesday, July 26. Please take the kit back to your room and use it to create your signs for the rally on Wednesday. Feel free to be creative. Some examples include: disability is a natural part of the human condition. I heart independent living. Free our people/institutionalization is no way to live. Disability rights are civil rights number NCIL 2022. Don't roll back our rights. Ada, making the dream live for all. Nothing about us without us. Full community integration now. Employment equals empowerment. Equality now. America for all. Down with nursing home lobby pigs. I escaped a nursing home. We demand freedom. Justice delayed is justice denied. Our homes not nursing homes. Number free our people. Ada, I am equal to. Civil rights are not special needs. The future is accessible. Access is a civil right. Cure ableism number check your privilege. Disability power. Number disability pride. I am a pre-existing condition. Disabled people vote number crypt the vote. Justice not just us. People not profits. What to bring? Remember to bring along the following items to ensure your comfort and safety. Attire appropriate for both very hot and chilly temperatures. Repair equipment / tools for your devices, and any medications or assistive devices you may need during strenuous activity. Access, accommodations, and resources. Environmental / chemical sensitivities. Fragrance and chemicals can be access barriers. To help make this conference accessible to participants for whom chemicals or fragrances are an access barrier, NCIL requests that you come fragrance-free. Please refrain from wearing any scented products or washing with them. This includes clothing that has been laundered with fragrance detergent or fabric softening products. Additionally, please completely air out any dry cleaned clothing before wearing it to the conference. Smoke can also be an access barrier. It is essential that we maintain a smoke-free environment. If you smoke, please use the designated smoking area located outside the Hyatt. Please refrain from smoking near any other doorways or paths of travel. The hotel entrance at 11th Street should be the least polluted with cigarette smoke and vehicle exhaust, although it unfortunately has steps. Parking. The maximum vehicle height for the garage at the Grand Hyatt is 6'6". Taller vehicles, up to 8'2", may park in the city center complex, directly across the street from the Grand Hyatt. City Center offers an overnight parking rate of $24/night, which is less than the rates at the Grand Hyatt. Sensory retreat / quiet room. The McPherson room will be available throughout the conference as a sensory retreat. This room is reserved for individuals that need a break from overstimulation and / or the large group environment of the conference. Please help us maintain this accommodation. Do not use this space to hold conversations or meetings. The Franklin Room is available as a dialogue zone. Please note, the Washington Boardroom, on Constitution Level 3B, will serve as the sensory retreat / quiet room during the regional caucuses. Auxiliary aids and services. CART captioning, sign language interpreters, assistive listening devices, personal assistance, accessible materials, and other services will be provided for all conference activities. However, participants must arrange their own services for Hill visits. Congress is responsible for providing interpreters for Hill visits upon request. Email contact, interpreters@saa.senate.gov. Local service providers, personal assistance services. NCILS personal assistance will be available during conference hours only. Use the information below to arrange your own personal assistance service during non-conference hours. The Independence Center of Northern VA, SIL, Arlington, VA. Contact, Rushika Lalwani, PA Coordinator. Phone, 703-525-3268. Email, ruchikal@ecnv.org. Local service providers, wheelchair and scooter rental and repair. ZASK Medical Supply, Alexandria, VA. Phone, 703-354-1266. Email, info@zaskmedical.com. Scooter round. Rentals only. Delivery available. Web, www.scootaround.com. Phone, 1-888-441-7575. Express Mobility Services. Phone, 703-346-8796. Website, ExpressMobilityServices.com. Scooter Plus / Lennox Medical Supply. Rentals only. Delivery available. Web, www.lennoxmedicalsupply.com. Phone, 1-866-474-4356 or 202-387-1960. Advocate S. Guide to the Hill. Each year, the highlight of the NCIL annual conference is the convergence of members from across the nation, who unite on Capitol Hill to share stories of discrimination, institutionalization, and segregation with their senators and representatives. Rally and Hill Day. Wednesday, July 27th has been set aside for NCIL's Rally and Hill Day. The rally will take place at the Grand Hyatt Washington. After the rally, NCIL members are strongly encouraged to go and meet with their elected officials, or set up virtual meetings where necessary, to discuss pressing legislation impacting people with disabilities and independent living nationwide. These meetings must be arranged in advance. Senators and representatives set their own policies about whether they are meeting with constituents in person or virtually. The public spaces within the Grand Hyatt can be utilized for in-person meetings with elected officials and their staff for those needing a meeting space outside of the Capitol. When scheduling meetings, ask about any COVID protocol or practices that are required so that you can be prepared. Getting to the Capitol. Directions from the Grand Hyatt Hotel to the west front lawn of the U.S. Capitol building. Depart 10th and G Streets NW. Travel one block east on G St. NW. Turn right on 9th St. NW, travel three blocks south. Turn left on Pennsylvania Ave NW, travel four blocks SE. Cross 3rd St. NW and move to the sidewalk along the congressional parking lot. Proceed across 1st St. NW and enter the west front lawn of the U.S. Capitol. The metro stations at Union Station and South Capitol are located just a few blocks away from the House and Senate office buildings. Union Station is to the north, closest to the Senate office buildings. Capitol South is located to the south, closest to the House office buildings. Cabs are also readily available near the U.S. Capitol. A limited amount of wheelchair-accessible Uber vans are also available in D.C. For more information, go to uber.com/ride/uberwave. About your visit to Capitol Hill. Security notice: in order to meet with your elected official, you will have to pass through a security screening in all House and Senate office buildings. You are encouraged to bring photo ID with you on your Capitol Hill visit. You will be required to pass through a body scanner. If you are unable to be scanned or uncomfortable, please request a pat-down or wand screening. All bags are subject to thorough search and security screening. If you have any of the following items with you on your visit to Capitol Hill, you may not be allowed to visit your representative. Prohibited items include mace and pepper spray, any sharp or pointed object, knives of any size, including pocket knives, cans and bottles, any bag larger than 14 wide x 13 high x 4 deep, per security discretion, weapons of any kind, non-aerosol spray, aerosol containers, signs. This is an abbreviated list. If in doubt, leave it at the hotel. Tunnels. Both the Senate and the House office buildings are connected by a series of underground tunnels. Once you pass through security to either the Senate or the House office buildings, you can move about freely between buildings of that office without having to repeatedly go through security. The interconnecting tunnels can be found in the basements of both the Senate and House office buildings. Accessible entrances. Capitol Building. Public tours enter through the Capitol Visitor Center, official House business enters on the south side of the Capitol, official Senate business enters on the north side of the Capitol. Capitol Visitor Center, CVC main entrance at 1st and East Capitol Streets. The CVC also offers an on-demand shuttle and other services. Cannon House Office Building, entrance on New Jersey Avenue, SE, south of the terrace at the intersection with Independence Avenue. Dirksen Senate Office Building, 1st and C Street entrance. Ford House Office Building, entrance on 3rd Street, SW, or 2nd Street, SW. Hart Senate Office Building, 2nd Street entrance or Constitution Avenue entrance. Longworth House Office Building, main entrance, Independence and New Jersey Avenues. Or the South Capitol Street entrance. O'Neill House Office Building, C Street SW between 2nd and 3rd Streets. Hill Cafeterias. Have some downtime in between appointments once you are in the House or Senate office buildings. Both offer a number of places to have everything from a quick snack, to a full meal. For more specific information on directions to tunnels, eateries, or to your representative's office, feel free to ask Hill staff or security. Senate Office Buildings. Russell Basement, Coffee and Sandwich Shop. Dirksen Basement, Full Cafeteria, your best bet on the Hill. House Office Buildings. Longworth Basement, Cafeteria. Rayburn Basement, Coffee and Sandwich Shop. There is also a cafeteria located inside the U.S. Capitol Building. Services on Hill Visits. CART, communications access in real time, sign language interpreters, assistive listening devices, personal assistance, accessible materials, and other services will be provided upon request for all NCIL conference activities. However, participants must arrange their own services for Hill visits on Tuesday, July 23. Congress is responsible for providing interpreters for Hill visits upon request. The following email contact is provided by the Capitol Visitor Center, interpreters at saa.senate.gov. Directories of the 117th Congress, 2nd Session. Directory of the Senate, to contact your senator, use the directory at www.senate.gov/senators/contact. Senators are listed alphabetically with their phone numbers, email addresses, and office locations available. You may also find information by calling the Capitol switchboard at 202-225-3121 or 202-224-3091, TTY. Your senator's office will be in one of three Senate office buildings or sub. They are Dirksen, Hart, and Russell. The room number of your senator coincides with the floor his or her office is on. If your senator is located in Hart 302, that office is on the third floor, Dirksen 439, is on the fourth floor, Russell 238 is on the second floor. Directory of the House of Representatives, to contact your representative, use the directory at www.house.gov/representatives. Representatives are listed alphabetically with their phone numbers, email addresses, and office locations available. You may also find information by calling the Capitol switchboard at 202-225-3121 or 202-224-3091, TTY. Your representative's office will be in one of three House office buildings or HOB. They are Cannon, CHOB, Longworth, LHOB, and Rayburn, RHOB. The room number of your representative coincides with the floor his or her office is on. If your representative is located in Cannon 328, that office is on the third floor. If the office number is more than three digits, disregard the first number and the second number represents the floor your representative's office is located on. For example, an office listed as Rayburn 2439 is on the fourth floor, Longworth 1721 is on the seventh floor. Additional resources. For more help with planning your visit to the Capitol, please visit the Capitol Visitor Centers, www.visitthecapitol.gov/plan-visit/visitors-disabilities. Sponsors: Champion for Justice, Anthem, Inc., Centene, Hero, CareSource, Leader, PHRMA, Verizon, Trailblazer, Waymo, Tusk Philanthropies, Airbnb, Ally, Microsoft, Catalyst, Humana Healthy Horizons, Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation. Emily's List. The Boston Foundation. Friend. Disability Resource Center. United Healthcare. Ability 360. Advertisements. Anthem, supporting the pursuit of justice, equity, and independence. Four people put their hands together in a pile, one on top of the next. Dark blue background with abstract lines and dots. Centene Corporation, Centene celebrates NCIL's 40 years of fighting ableism, and proudly partners with NCIL confronting injustices in the world, in our industry, and in our lives. Centene.com blue background with abstract wave shapes comprised of dots. Care Source, covered in kindness. Logo features two transparent petal shapes, one laid over the other to form a purple heart shape. Two people engage in conversation while walking. One is using a wheelchair. Verizon, Verizon proudly supports the National Council on Independent Living. Two people laugh while looking at a tablet and reclining on a couch. Verizon logo features a red check mark. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS www.cms.gov/www.medicaid.gov/www.medicare.gov/www.healthcare.gov. 12 photos of people with disabilities engaged in everyday activities, including a child in school, people using American Sign Language, amputees exercising, people sitting at a picnic table, a person with a white cane and guide dog, a person working on a laptop, and people using wheelchairs, rollators, and hand crutches. National Survey on Health and Disability, take the National Survey on Health and Disability. Open now through September 2nd. Let us learn from you so policymakers can learn from us. Take the survey today, https://rockcha.lk/2022nshd. Developed by the University of Kansas Institute for Health and Disability Policy Studies under a grant from the National Institute on Disability, Independent Living, and Rehabilitation Research, grant number 90-IFRE-0050. For accommodations or to take the survey by phone, call 1-855-556-6328. Image features a black background and the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. PHRMA, as biopharmaceutical researchers keep searching for breakthrough cures, they don't have far to look for inspiration. In this new era of medicine, where breakthroughs are transforming prevention and treatment options, PHRMA is committed to fixing America's healthcare system in the right way. www.phrma.org/betterway. A black background with a picture of a cell, in orange and purple hues. Airbnb. Congratulations to NCIL on celebrating 40 years. Airbnb is committed to making travel more inclusive, and we are proud to partner with organizations like the National Council on Independent Living to improve accessibility across our platform, create connection and belonging, and empower communities. Airbnb logo. A woman using a wheelchair smiles and rests her head in her hand at a dining room table. RDC/PICL, NCIL logo, National Council on Independent Living. RDC/PICL logo, the Research and Training Center on Promoting Interventions on Community Living. Save the date. Wednesday, August 17, 3 to 4:30 p.m. EST. In partnership with NCIL, the RDC/PICL presents the Community Living Summit, a virtual conference for CIL staff and consumers to review programs that support independent living goals and home modifications. Developed under a grant from the National Institute on Disability, Independent Living, and Rehabilitation Research, NIDILRA grant number 90RT5043. Image features a modified American flag featuring the universal symbol of accessibility in white stars. Waymo. Waymo is proud to support the National Council on Independent Living. Together, we repaving the way to a better future. Waymo logo. Image features a man holding a white cane while resting his hand on a Waymo autonomous vehicle streetside, on a sunny day. NCIL logo, National Council on Independent Living. Number NCIL 2022.